Welcome to Miracle Night. Prophet Jason Levin. Come expecting your miracle. God has something for you tonight. Stay tuned. You can find us on Instagram Live, Telegram Live. You can email us at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can visit us on our website at www.godsavingministries.com. Or you can tune in 24 hours a day and listen to the radio station, Kingdom Radio, at www.thekingdomradio.com. Or you can go to the podcast at www.thekingdompodcast.com. There you will find archives of all the messages we have preached. If you're looking to start a business online or go to our online school, email me for more information at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can sign up for our daily Word from God email at connect.godsavingministries.com. If you want to financially support us, you can also go to Venmo at God Saving Ministries. Or do you have Cash App at God Saving Ministries? Stay tuned. Prophet Jason Leppard. All righty, guys. Welcome. I'm trying to get that. There's an echo somewhere. I don't know where it's at, but maybe there's an echo somewhere, guys. I don't know where it's at, but I think it's somewhere in here, I think. Maybe there's an echo going out somewhere. I'm not sure.
Are y'all hearing an echo?
Turn off the block. Okay. Okay, now, maybe that's it. We're hearing an echo coming from the computer, but you guys are not hearing it.
Are y'all hearing an echo? Let us know if you are.
No, they're not. Okay. I fixed it.
Gotcha.
Okay, guys, I'm trying to quieten this down a little bit. Bear with me, guys.
Yeah,
let's see.
Doom. Your voice is loud.
All right, guys, this is Miracle Night. Good evening, everybody. It's Miracle Night. We are having a lot of difficulties, but we're getting it all together. That's because we're trying to run 50 different items at one time, and it's very hard. But if I could get my wife to run all this side and do the radio side, I'll do the video side. But we got it done now. We got it done. But anyways, welcome to Miracle Night, guys. Welcome. Let's turn this up a little bit. There we go. So you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Especially on the radio land here. But anyways, I think that's about it for right now. Anyways, guys, we're going to be talking about a spiritual insight of walking together. Where God's going to take us is he's going to take us back to the garden. As I was concentrating on coming here tonight, God spoke to me. Let me just take these off because I can't hear too good. Let me just put them right here. That you can talk into that. We're going to get this. Hold on, guys. Just give me 1 minute here. We're going to get this over at my wife because she's going to be talking too. I'm thinking this is camera. No. Maybe this camera.
That one's on.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. We'll give you this one. Okay, guys. trying to get it focused on her. Okay, there we go. That way when she talks, she has her own mic and all this stuff. So anyways, hello guys. Good evening. We're going to be talking about let me pull up my Bible here. We're going to be talking about a spiritual walk in the garden. God wants a marriage to come back to oneness. But to order to get that oneness, we got to go back to the spirit. Oh, that's the computer, guys. Sorry. So we're going to be in Genesis chapter 3, okay? We're going to see how man fell. That's what we're going to be on tonight, okay? King. We're going to see how man fell, okay? And like I say, guys, you can listen to us on the radio station. We got a live radio station right now, thekingdomradio.com. You can go to our radio station. If you want to give tonight, I'm going to be working on this week sometimes, putting up on the screen, you guys on Facebook and all this stuff, we're going to be putting up on the screen how you can text to give us, to give to the ministry. So we got a number that you can text give to if you want to support the ministry financially. But I'm going to be working on all this stuff, and I'll be working on the slides on the Mevo cameras. We got some new cameras and our backdrop behind us. It's kind of dark or whatnot, but that's the way God wanted it, so that's the way I put it. But anyways, we're going to be... Let me go back here so I can go back to my cameras. Anyways, we're going to be talking about the garden tonight. I got so much going on, guys. We're on Telegram. We're on Instagram. We're on Trigram. We're on any kind of gram. So we're on a lot of grams. Anyways, we're going to be in Genesis chapter 3. Let's get in the Word. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 3, so let's see here. Genesis chapter 3. I
can't tell what that says, but it's all of it. You sound what?
I don't know. I don't know what you're reading here.
That bottom comment.
That just said somebody join.
Oh.
Okay, Genesis chapter 3, guys. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Right here, well, I was in 3. Okay, here we go. Well, I went back. I don't know why it keeps jumping here. Okay, guys, we're in Genesis chapter 3. I don't know why this is doing this.
Is it because of the highlight that you can't read it right?
Yeah, I don't know why this is. Hold on, guys. This computer's... Now the computer's acting up. Wow. No, actually, it's not. I thought the fan was acting up. All right, guys, let's get in the Word. Okay? Enough distraction. All right, got too many Gidget gadgets going everywhere. I'm trying to reach people for God. That's why. That's exactly why, okay? All right, guys, who's ready to get in the Word? We're going back to the garden. I'll tell you how God explained this to me. We're doing marriage one-on-one, but we're going back to the garden to see how to walk with God. You got to understand something. Mankind fell, and it brought him into the flesh. Mm-hmm. In Galatians chapter 5, it talks about we can get back into the spirit and get out of the flesh. God made it possible for us to do this. So when Jesus died, God made it possible for us to go back to the garden where we was naked and unashamed. Now, we were physically naked But spiritually, we was naked too, and we wasn't ashamed of anything. Otherwise, when you go hiding yourself, that's sin. When you're going to do something between each other, that's sin. Mm-hmm. When you're hiding anything, that's sin. Okay? Is everybody following me here tonight? Instagram, are you following me? Type amen down at the bottom if you are. If you're following me here on Facebook, comment, get this feed a rolling, guys. Every time I'm here, and I can't see you guys on all our Facebook channels, and I know you're on there because we're live on all of these at one time. YouTube, hello. We're live on Kingdom Network TV. We're live on Kingdom Radio. Good evening. And we're live on God Saving Ministries, and we're live on my personal page. So, we're live on all five at one time. That's awesome. We can reach a lot of people that way. Okay? But we need you guys to comment to get these feeds rolling. Every time you engage in the middle of this while we're in here, I want you to start engaging to push these feeds out. So not only you can hear this, but everybody else can too. Okay? Can y'all do that? Instagram, what about you? I got one person on there. No response. All right, guys, listen to me. We're going to go back to the garden. God spoke to me when I was in the shower earlier. He said, I want you to go back to the garden because I'm going to teach these married people in your marriage to go back to where God created the marriage, period. He created a relationship. And the enemy come in and corrupted it. And that's what he does. He lies to us. Yeah. He makes us believe things that's not true. My Lord, he made me believe a lie for 28 years. And I believed it. Because I played with it and I believed it. So, all right, let's go back to Genesis chapter 3. It says, now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, ye has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but the fruit in the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now let's go back and really meditate on what she just said. She said, God told her, you shall not eat of it. When you eat something, you consume it, right? Guys, we got to get in the spirit when we read in the Word of God. We can't just read the Word of God with a carnal understanding. When he said, eat of it, that means something you consume and becomes part of your life. Like, if you're around people that tells nasty jokes, you go along with them and joke along with them, you're consuming it. Does that make sense? So when you consume that stuff, you partake in their sins. Mm-hmm. And that means you've bit the fruit. Yeah. Now, when you read the Word of God, you got to read the Word of God in the Spirit. You can't be in your carnal mind. You can't be in your flesh. And this is what he said. You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. See, you can do two things when you sin. You can consume something in your life and go alone and participate in someone else's sin, and you're just as guilty as they are. When you laugh at their dirty jokes, go along with their dirty jokes, tell, oh, this, you know, this guy's gay. And, you know, when you go along with all that, you're consuming something. Mm-hmm. And it becomes part of you. You don't even know it. So he said, you shall not eat of it. And when we eat, we consume stuff. It becomes part of our body. Never let you touch it. Now, there's a type of sin where you can touch things and you can become part of it. Let me share an example with you. Paul used handkerchiefs to heal people with. sometimes you can touch people and spirits can transfer to you just like that. So be careful what you're touching. And I'm telling you, I'm reading this from a spiritual aspect and not a carnal mind. Mm-hmm. We're talking spiritual stuff. We're spiritual. You look at all as all. I look at all as power. I look at all as anointing. When we use all in the physical, it is called anointing all. Spiritually, God used it to anoint the tabernacle. We use physical stuff. In the carnal mind, we just think it's a bottle of oil. But in the spirit, it's not. It's got a symbolic meaning. It's got a symbolic meaning. When we raise our hands up, that is a war that we fight against. See, the Bible says our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. When you lift your hands, that is a weapon. Let me explain it to you. When you lift your hands up in the air, that is saying to God, I'm raising a banner. When the children of Israel marched around Jericho, they sung and they lifted their hands. Mm-hmm. When they lifted their hands and they sung, the battle was won. God uses symbolic things to activate stuff in the spirit. But see, we got to get in the spirit. We got to get out of the flesh. If we're going to get our marriage right, we got to start walking in the spirit and quit fulfilling the lust of the flesh, Galatians chapter 5. And this is where we're going tonight. We're going to go in the spirit. We're not going to teach in the flesh. We're going to tap into the spirit of God tonight to teach you guys how to walk in the spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Does that make sense? All right. It says, you shall not surely die, for God doeth know in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes will be open. Now, Satan was tempting her in a carnal mind, because Satan does have a carnal mind. Satan has a carnal mind where he thinks if he kills something, it's over. See, in the spirit, when you kill something, it's began. See, when you die, you don't die. You live. See, you know why I know? Because Jesus walked the face of this earth, and when people was dead, they thought they were dead in the carnal mind. But Jesus walks up to Lazarus, said, Lord, if you've been here 4 days, you could have saved my brother. He said, your brother's only asleep. Mm-hmm. See, he was looking in the spirit. He was not looking in the flesh. To be spiritual minded is life and peace, but to be carnal minded is death. Guys, if we're going to walk with God, we're going to read this Bible, we're going to walk in the spirit. We got to read this Bible in the spirit. We got to pray in the spirit. We got to walk in the spirit. We got to do everything in the spirit. Those who worship me shall what? Worship me in spirit and in truth. You cannot walk in this truth if you're not in the spirit to understand the truth. People say, well, I can't understand the Bible. You're never going to be able to understand this Bible in the flesh. Never. Forget it. You get rid of your carnal mind and tap into the spirit. See, everybody's got a spirit. But the thing is, you don't understand how the spirit works. That's why he says, pray in the spirit, walk in the spirit, and you not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Guys, it's simple. When you read stuff, when you're in the spirit, I can understand stuff just like that. But when I'm in the flesh, I'm sitting there going, what in the world is that saying? It says, you shall not eat of it, nevertheless you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. See, he was in the carnal mind. For God doeth know in the day you there eat for it, your eyes will be opened. You shall be as gods. See, number one, we're already gods. You know that? Jesus come down here and showed us how to walk with God. He said, greater works you would do than I go to the Father. Jesus was trying to show us that God has gave us the ability to do miracles and signs and wonders just like he did. But he said, you even do greater than me. God has gave us this power, guys. the power was given in the garden. He made you have dominion over all the beasts of the field. Here's the beast in the field. It says right here, the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field. He was only cunning and smart. But he was trying to get you to come to him in his carnal nature. Because Satan is carnal. He thinks in the carnal mind. He don't have a clue what is in the spirit. Don't have a clue. Because he's carnal. And the reason why we're talking about this, guys, because we're trying to get out of the flesh here. If we're going to make our marriage right, then we got to learn how to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because when you're in the lust in a marriage and it don't become spiritual, then this marriage will become dead. Mm-hmm. And that's where Satan comes in. Yep. He does. Now, watch this. And I know my wife hadn't talked, but I'm almost finished. I'm going to let her talk for just a minute. But I wanted to lay the foundation here where we're going tonight, because it is a foundation that we got to get in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But the fruit of the spirit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it lest you touch it, lest you die. Now, he was talking about dying spiritually. See, Satan was telling him, you won't die. You're not going nowhere. See, he was in the carnal mind. And that's what we think. We're not going to die just because we do this. Mm-mm. But you're going to die spiritually.
Yep.
Boom. Your spirit is going to be gone. That means God's spirit is going to be away from you and your marriage. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, my friend, you're walking on dangerous grounds. Yep. I'm telling you. I'm telling you guys something, because this is what we need to do. This is what we need to do as Christians, a marriage, anything. You need to learn the Spirit of God. Learn the Spirit of God. Now watch this. You shall not surely die, for God doeth know on the day you eat thereof, your eyes will be opened unto you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw, now let's stop right there. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now Solomon asked God for the same thing. They got in trouble for something that Solomon asked for, and God granted it to him but didn't grant it to them. Why do you think that is? You know, Solomon asked for discernment between good and evil too. And God granted it to him. Is it because they took matters on their own hand? I believe that. I believe that if we ask God, God will give. But if we take matters in our own hands, I believe that's called pride. Mm-hmm. And see, the reason why God granted it to King Solomon, because King Solomon was humble enough to ask, Lord, give me discernment between good and evil. Here's the thing. If you don't have discernment between good and evil, you can't walk with God anyways. Because if you don't know what's evil in your presence, you're not going to be set free. Just like me, for 28 years, I thought lusting over a woman was the thing. I just get back at her. I just go lust, right? No. I wasn't hurting us. I was hurting me and him. And then when he's not in the picture, this is going to go under. Makes a lot of sense now, because, see, even in Revelation, he said, you adulterous generation. God called this generation adultery. We can commit adultery on God, folks. And when we commit adultery with him, and you say, well, you're looking at another woman. You're not committing adultery on God. You got to understand something. When you're violating a spiritual matter, you're violating the spirit. When you're an adulteress, you're violating that. What the Bible says, when a man looks at a woman with lust, when a man looks at a woman with lust, hold on, guys. Yeah. Hold on, guys. But when a man looks at another woman with lust, he's already committed adultery in his heart anyways. He's adulterous, right? So he's already committed treason with God, and he's violated. Just like here, leather, lest you touch it, you shall die, and consume it and eat it, you shall die. When you touch stuff like that, you're really saying to God, God, you know what? I don't need you. I'm doing things that you told me not to do. Is this making any sense to anyone tonight? Guys, let me tell you something. When you commit adultery, you're still breaking the Ten Commandments. But we don't go by the Ten Commandments. But Jesus said, these two commandments I give unto you, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if I'm committing adultery on my wife, then I'm not loving myself. I'm hurting my own body. I ain't hurting her. I'm hurting me. So, okay, and verse 6 says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for fruit, and it was pleasant. So, sin comes of these eyes. You understand what I'm saying? It comes through the eye gate. But where did it start generating? Through the ear gate. Women, let me tell you something. That man is talking to you at work and telling you good things that your husband don't tell you and tell you you're beautiful. Be careful. Because he could be the very one that steps in and be your next boyfriend or husband. I'm telling you the truth tonight. Be careful of the man, because lust did not start with the eyes, guys. It started with the ears. And that's where it comes on a woman. It does not come through a woman through her eyes, but it comes through her ears too. So be careful when the man at work is giving you compliments and because that man is trying to move into your husband's place. All because he's got pretty words. But I assure you this, he's might got pretty words, but when you get married to him and dump your other husband, you know what's going to happen? He can't fulfill nothing that he says. He can't. He's just a man full of words. Be careful. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been married before. My ex-wife left me over another man. You know what she told me? I'm going to be honest with y'all. She told me that man treats her like a woman, this, that. He just had a lot of talk, but no action. Be careful. You don't think this stuff's real? It's real. I'm telling you, it is real. You got to be careful what you listen to, ladies. And I'm talking to all the men and the ladies tonight. You got to be careful what you listen to. My God, somebody's got to hear me tonight. Guys, listen, we got 10 more minutes here. I want to share something that God is doing. He's trying to get us out of our flesh. Guys, you cannot be in the flesh and have a godly spiritual marriage or relationship or any fact of that. And if you're not married, you need to get married. Why is marriage so important? Because marriage is a symbolic, and it is a spiritual thing with God. God created marriage. And he created marriage for unity and covenant between two people. That's why Satan is destroying every marriage in the United States. Or in the world, matter of fact, that. Because he can't stand holiness. And marriage was set aside to be holy. It's set aside that God would take two people and mold and make them, and them two shall become one. And that's what we're talking about here in the garden. We're going back to the garden and see what happened to mankind, why they fell. Marriage is symbolic with God. No, it's not a piece of paper. It's symbolic. It's a covenant with God. It's almost like when you get married in the heavens, you two come together as spirit in one. Because God anointed King David. Samuel come to King David and anointed his head, but anointed him. The anointing oil was just anointing to you guys. It's just anointing in a bottle. But to God, when he poured that oil over his head, he became covenant with him. God uses symbolic things to become symbolic to us, but our flesh man thinks it's just, marriage is just a piece of paper. Let me tell you what marriage is. Marriage brought Jesus. No, marriage didn't bring Jesus into the world. But I'm going to tell you what marriage does. Marriage brings a covenant between two people.
Yep, that's what it is, a covenant.
It is a covenant. The same covenant he made with Abraham. The same covenant that he made with Abraham. Mm-hmm. And he's making with you and her. Yep. I'm going to let her talk some, guys, see what she's got to say about what we're talking about tonight. I'm going to hand the camera over to her. I think this is the camera. I'm going to see her input with this, what we're talking about in the spirit, becoming as one.
That's all true. And a marriage is more than a piece of paper. It is a covenant. It is a promise. It's binding. If it wasn't, then why did, even in the Bible, talk about a letter of divorcement? If it was just a piece of paper. But going back to where Satan, the serpent telling her, the serpent was of Satan. That was symbolic. He used the serpent as a symbol of Satan. Told her that fruit wouldn't hurt him. So when we do things, bringing things into our house that might be from someone or somewhere there's been evil, different spirits, adultery, witchcraft, lust, different kind of spirits and things upon these items. But we also get it through our ears. We're consuming the food from the enemy and the good food as well. But the bad goes in with it, with the eyes and our ears and our mouth. We can get full of something through our ears. We can get full of something through our eyes, not just consuming it in our mouth. It may be things you're hearing, words from other people tearing you down and trying to get involved with your marriage. It could be things you're speaking. There is so many ways that you can consume things, not just by your mouth, not just by eating the food naturally or spiritually. And like we said, you have to take the bad with the good. You're going to get fed good things, good spiritual and natural, then you're also going to intake the bad. And those things can eventually just keep building and building and building until you might not think the other partner knows or that they know and that it's not hurting them. But like you said, it affects your relationship with God individually. Also, as one in a marriage, it's all together. It hurts you three. It takes a lot sometimes for certain people to hear things or see things, and then they explode and it comes on out. Sometimes it's immediately. You can hear something one time and you're fed up, you're full of it. You can hear it over and over and over and finally get full of it. But the more you hear it, sometimes the more it affects you think that other person is, your spouse is doing what you're feeling or you're thinking or what the enemy is bringing in. And when we do things like that, it's not just against your spouse. It is, like he said, also against God. And God is a jealous God. So, yes, it can interfere with your relationship, most of all, to God. It's not just about us. It's about Him. And He is to be first and in the center of a relationship. There is a scripture, where is that? A three-fold cord is not easily broken. Well, sometimes that third cord is not in there. The more there is combined and braided, it's going to hold together. But if you don't have that, like braiding your hair, I'm going to say it, you're really just twisting it when you're doing the just two. And so it falls down easily. When you do a good tight braid, those that braid or work with different kinds of wires or cords or ropes or just hair, whatever, you put that third in there and it tightens it. It makes it tighter. It's harder for it to fall down. Shoot, you can sleep on it for a few nights sometimes. And it's not easily broken. But without that third piece in there, it can be pulled apart very easily. So that's why it's important in a marriage to make not just include God, but put God in it first. Because God goes with this one first, the head of the home. God is the head, then He goes to here, and then I'm the third, and then children, and so on and so forth. So God first, and then your husband, it's not about, they say, well, I don't want them telling me what to do, or where to go, or what to say, or what not to say. It's not like that. Being submissive is when he is in God and telling you right and directing you right, being submissive is easy. But when you have the mind of a child or an adolescent, think, well, they're not going to tell me what I'm going to do. You think they're dictating you. But I tell you what, there's been several times that now I am more so appreciative and thankful for my husband being a follower, being a believer, living that position, not just being it, but living in it, because it saved me a lot of times. And I'm not going to lie, I had a hard time at first submitting. Because I have been independent and have my own thing going, and I didn't have nobody else in my life to not to answer to, but to walk with. So God uses our husbands. I'm talking about the husbands, not just the wives right now, but mainly the husbands. When they are in the will of God and doing the will of God, that's who we are under God. He don't sit and tell me what to do and where to go. Yes, there's times he might not feel a good thing about it. You better listen. You might not know where to go over there. Something may happen. There's this going on. But you learn it's not a dictating situation. They're doing it to protect you. Because without God leading him, we would both be just in and out of any and everything. But like I said, going back to having that third piece in there, it binds it better. It makes it easier. You don't just feel like you have to follow, but you want to. You see how much it has helped and how much you've learned and how far you've got. So having God at the head, and then the husband, and then yourself, then your children. But right now we're talking about marriage in itself. Yes, kids come along, but it was you and him first. And it was God and I first, God and him first, but then we all made three, made one. And that's, maybe I thought I was crazy for using that braid as an illustration, but just pointing out where it says a threefold cord is not easily broken. And that was prayed over in our marriage. I remember that scripture. He said that more than once, the minister that married us. And the spirit fell during that ceremony because of that and because of his obedience. And that has went through my mind all the time. Ever since that day, a threefold cord is not easily broken. So with God being first, husband and then yourself, those are three P's. When it's intertwined together, it holds better. If it's just you and him, it's like I said with that braid ball ago. You take two, and it's just like this. You sleep on it or play 5 minutes, and it's fell down. You get a good tight braid going on. You can sleep on it. You can work in it all day. You can do whatever, and usually it holds. You might have a strand or two come out, but then you just weave it back in there. Same thing with God. You might think you got it going on, and you can do it yourself. But then having that third piece in there, it makes it happen. So God is always first. Because he had God first. I had God first in my life before each other. So always put God first in everything you do. But in your marriage, you also go to your husband. If he's following the Lord, lives it, and trying to make everything the way it should be, then follow what he says. It's not dictation. It's not being bossed and told what to do. It's not that, ladies. It's not that. I just wanted to put that in there of how I saw what having God in the center and in your marriage has helped me to help us and help the same thing with him, God to help us, three in one.
And I believe if God's out of the marriage or relationship or somebody that you're praying about getting married to, if they don't want God, it'll never work.
No.
Never work.
No.
That's why marriages fail on a daily basis, guys, because in the garden, Adam had a relationship with God first.
Yeah.
And then God brought the woman to him. And guess what? She had a relationship with God, too. It just didn't read it.
Right.
She had a relationship with God, too, because God was talking to her because she said God said.
Yeah.
So, obviously, she knew God's voice, and she had a relationship, too. So, even if you do have a relationship, Satan can still get in the midst of it. And that's what he does.
Keep that piece tightened up in there, and it's harder for him to get in.
But a relationship that don't have God, period, and you're going to. The Bible talks about being in a house, being with someone that's not a believer. Now, if you're married and you got saved in the middle of a marriage, then Paul said, how do you know, woman, you can save the wife? So you got to give God time to work. But in such cases, you're set free. If the person never comes to God, and I've been there too, God can't save people that don't want to be saved.
No, and he will not go past that foil.
That person has to be willing to be saved. Now, that's a tough situation, but God saved you in the middle of a marriage. This happened to me, but God released me, but you got to wait till God releases you. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says to be with somebody unequal yoke. Guys, come on, man. You're asking for trouble here. You're asking for hardship. Because the devil and God does not get along in the same room. It don't work that way. That's why two believers have to come together and marry. Now, if you're trying to get married to an unbeliever, you better pray about it. Because you could be taking on some hardship. Something you probably don't want, because right now you're not close to God, but the closer you get to God, that person becomes evil. This is happening to my daughter right now. She's drawing close to God. He's running from God. So the closer you get to God, the more that devil becomes manifested in that other party. Mm-hmm. So be careful. Be careful. See, I heard a saying, and I'll say this and we'll close. I heard someone on TikTok the other day say this: if somebody's meant to be in your life, the closer God drags you to him, if you turn around and they're still following you, they're meant to be. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because that Ruth told Boaz, this is what she said to Boaz: wherever your God takes you, I follow. That's what she said. Wherever God takes you, I follow. So if that person's not willing to follow you, then let them go. Let them go. Because God's got different plans for you. And obviously, they couldn't go along with the ride. So just let them go. Anyways, guys, right on our screen on here, Facebook, guys, y'all see the right-hand corner. You can text to give. On the radio, guys, you can text to give at text give to 833-645-2820. Okay? So, if you want to give to support our ministry tonight, that's the number down there. You can text it on your phones right now. God will bless you for your giving tonight, guys. We got a big vision ahead of us. We got a lot of things ahead of us in this ministry. We're planning on building a facility. We're planning on building a hotel, gift shops, and all this stuff. So we need your financial support tonight, guys. And I know people don't like me saying this. Listen, it's better to give than receive. So if you want to give tonight, the number's down there at the bottom. It's 833-645-2820. Text the word give to that number, and it should bring you up to a screen, and it sets it up and where you can start giving to the ministry. All you got to do is put 20 in there, 30, whatever God leads you to give to the ministry tonight. I promise you, God will bless you for this. He will bless you. So I put the text number down on the screen on Instagram, guys, and on the radio station. I'll tell you that number one more time. The guys listening from the radio, that number is text give to the number 833-645-2820. Okay? And I promise you, God will bless you for your giving tonight and your obedience. And a lot of you can sow $100. A lot of you can sow $500. A lot of you can sow $1,000. Whatever God lays on your heart, you do it with a cheerful heart. You don't do it with a grudgingly heart. You do it with a cheerful. God loves a cheerful giver. And when you take care of his business, he'll take care of yours. A lot of you can sow $50 tonight. You got $50. Just set aside $50. What's $50? What's $100? What's $1,000? A lot of you can sow $2,000. I'm just putting it out there, guys. You do what God tells you to do. Okay? And just sow that number, type that number in, and text the word give, and it should open up a screen that you can put your credit card in or whatever and give tonight. And we really do appreciate it. We've got our studio here. We've got new cameras in here. We're looking to reach more people this year than we ever have. That's why I got all these cameras everywhere, guys. I'm wanting to reach more people. And if you're called to media ministry, we need your help too. I'll pray about it. You get in contact with me. I need a radio person to take care of our radio. I need some help. Okay? All righty. Well, thank you guys for coming on here tonight. God bless everyone. I hope you guys got something out of this tonight. I don't know. We're just following the Spirit of God, you know. just following the Spirit of God. All right, guys, good night, and we love you guys.
God bless you all.
And I'm going to go ahead and end this radio station tonight if I can get to it. But thank you guys for tuning in here. God bless everyone tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Instagram, God bless you. God bless all.
That little thing we was using down there for a nightlight for her. That
we thank you for listening to the Kingdom Radio. If you would love to support us and help us reach more people for Jesus Christ, go to www.godsavingministries.com/partnership or give on Venmo at God Saving Ministries or Cash App at God Saving Ministries. And remember, let's build the kingdom of God down here on earth.